Here with me in this interview, I'm speaking with David Pelzer, who is Senior Vice President, Industry Image and Relations for DMI, that's Dairy Management Incorporated. And first of all, I know most people probably understand who would listen, but explain DMI versus some of the other dairy groups and talk about what sets you apart.
Well, Dairy Management, Inc. is the nonprofit organization that manages the National Dairy Producer Checkoff. So we work on behalf of America's dairy producers to be able to help increase demand and sales for dairy products, working with industry partners and working to help foster innovation throughout the whole industry.
Well, let's go through some of the kind of new programs that you're involved in. And, you know, we're doing this interview at the Cattle Industry Summer Conference where we've got a joint symposium of beef and dairy producers. And animal welfare and care is really the topic here today. I assume DMI's got some sort of involvement in how this issue is being addressed with dairy producers?
Well, there's a very important component to all this, Chuck, and that as an organization and as an industry, we need to be more consumer-driven. Right now, the dairy industry is largely still production-driven, so we make a product and we hope that consumers are going to buy that product and consume that product that we offer. And we're trying to change that around and make it more so that we really listen to consumers and give them what they want, when they want it, and how they want it. So that's a fundamental shift in our thinking and working through the industry to make that happen. So we work with industry partners throughout the whole dairy industry, and we work also with ways to foster innovation so that we make that more consumer-driven. So in this whole line, we know that there's a huge... there's a steady increase, okay, in the extent to which on-farm practices or the consumer perceptions of on-farm practices can affect buying habits and all that. So that's why the Dairy Checkoff organizations, both DMI at the national level and all the state and regional organizations, are more increasingly attuned towards consumer perceptions about things like the environment, about things like animal care, because it can translate into how they purchase dairy products and all that. So on the animal care side, we know that there is some level of concern out there about to what extent dairy producers as well as beef producers really do care for their animals, and how does that translate into good-tasting products and safe products, especially because, as we know, some of the activist organizations lately have been able to kind of put that thought into consumers' minds when you have examples of poor animal handling practices that can translate into less safe food, which then erodes consumer confidence. So as an industry, what we've got to do is to be able to reinstill that confidence that consumers have in our products by showing them all the best management practices that we have and showing them that it's really a standard operating procedure, and the fact that dairy and beef producers care about their animals, they care about the environment, and they care about the products they produce.
And another project that I think you've launched recently is a new web initiative. Why don't you tell me a little bit about that?
We have a web initiative. We have a web initiative called DairyFarmingToday.org. This is a website that's aimed at consumers that have questions or concerns about on-farm practices on dairy farms. And so we've constructed this as an interactive website so that if consumers, for example, have questions about on-farm practices, we have a real-life dairy farmer correspond with them to be able to give them those types of answers. And we also have video clips streaming by both dairy producers and veterinarians to talk about various aspects of animal care, protecting the environment, milk quality and safety, and the like. So that knowing that fewer and fewer consumers have the opportunity to actually ever visit a dairy farm, we actually offer a virtual tour of a dairy farm to answer some of those common questions that consumers have, and then how those questions might translate into their overall confidence level about dairy products.
Well, speaking of beef and dairy producers, and of course, I've heard it mentioned more than once today already that dairy producers are beef producers too, but what from your perspective on the dairy checkoff side, what do you think about having this joint symposium where you've got members of the beef industry and, of course, beef checkoff board representatives here as well? So you got two checkoff organizations kind of getting together to share some ideas. And I know that was started last year. How's that working?
Well, I think this is really a terrific opportunity for the beef and the dairy industry to get together. The way we did it last year is we talked specifically about nutrient-rich foods in the diet and the work that we're doing in common to be able to instill that into the health professional community and among retailers and eventually to consumers to be able to have a real consciousness among consumers that when they think about, okay, how are they going to construct their diet, to make sure that they instill or include nutrient-rich foods as a central part of that diet. And so that's a very important activity, that an ongoing activity that beef and dairy are working on together. In addition to that, the beef and dairy industry are also having a session on animal care and animal welfare to talk about what issues are out there, what are consumer perceptions, what's the marketplace perception, and then how can the beef and dairy industry best work together to be able to demonstrate the wonderful practices that most beef and dairy producers already practice, and then to be able to communicate that successfully to the public. So it's a very important symposium that we have working together, because let's face it, Chuck, you've got less than 2% of the population having been from a farm. And so with that reality, and with a fewer percentage of consumers even having been on a farm now, then you don't have that as a sense of reality where consumers are pretty clueless as to where their food comes from. So it really helps all of us in the beef and the dairy industry to say we really need to go out there every opportunity we can to proactively tell our story, to be able to make sure that consumers have a confidence in where their food comes from.
So does this collaboration then, or do you see this providing a way to, I don't want to say combine resources, but you got finite resources on both sides, and do you think there will be a way through this collaboration to make better use or have those resources go further?
I think the key to all this and making those resources go further really is in partnerships. So it's a partnership not only between the dairy industry and the beef industry, but also making the most out of all the wonderful partnerships that we have, say, among health professional organizations, among the entire food marketing chain, to have those folks in support of our production practices, and then also with other key folks in the industry, veterinarians, nutritionists, other folks, and it really behooves them as well for the health of the entire industry, for them to step up as well and to be able to talk on behalf of our producers. And so over on the dairy side, we've initiated a community relations program to be able to help dairy producers tell their story to their neighbors, to foster good neighbor relations and overall good community relations. And we're engaging veterinarians and animal nutritionists in that activity too, to come out in support of producers in their communities.
Well, it seems to make perfect sense, and judging by the attendance here for the producers who are here, both beef and dairy, looks like a lot of interest early on here, and so we'll look to see how this collaboration will continue in the future. Well, thank you very much, David, for taking a couple moments to speak with me here at the Cattle Industry Summer Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.